Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
I am so excited because today I have with me T.R. Garland. If you have not had the pleasure of meeting T.R., he is by far one of the nicest people and one of the most powerful people at creating relationships in the business. And a lot of that has to do with a philosophy you see very rarely these days, which I truly admire in him. So, T.R., welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Vicki. I appreciate the time.
Now, for those that may not know about your amazing background and haven't had a chance to acquaint themselves with you, can tell us a little bit about what you've been doing and the great contributions you've been making.
Sure. Well, I appreciate you, asking me specifically to share with your listening audience a little bit about myself. Because the truth of the matter is, they may be reading this as a transcript. They may be listening, on Blog Talk Radio or in a private membership site. But at the end of the day, this is a conversation between you and I, and it's also a conversation between your audience and myself. And some of your audience, some of your listeners, some of your readers may recognize my name, and they may even be connected with me on LinkedIn or my YouTube channel or Facebook, and we might have even met in person. But at the end of the day, I'm going to make the assumption that many of the listeners haven't met me. And for that fact, I simply want to share that I'm a family man. I'm just an average guy that has a beautiful wife named Anne, and I've got an amazing daughter that turned 6 in a couple months, and her name is Abigail Grace. And I'm privileged to be able to provide for that family through my business, through my successes, and we just got back from spending, April and May in Maui.
Wow, that's fabulous. So tell us a little bit about what you have been doing within the industry, because it's just phenomenal, and I really would like to share it with people.
Thank you very much again for asking, and I believe that this is relevant for people to hear. What I often find myself being referred to is an industry veteran and an industry insider. And the reason why people refer to me as that is because I've done deals with at least the top 50 most recognized names in this speaker, author, and coaching industry. For example, I've helped Michael E. Gerber generate about $326,000 within 45 days of starting on his team, and this was during the 25th anniversary of the E-Myth. I've helped people like Laurel Langmire generate $300,000 within 60 days of teaming up with her as a strategic advisor, and that was during the launch of her Yes Energy book, as well as International Summit. And most recently, I've helped Brian Tracy launch an international sales coaching certification program. So I've been privileged through the years of working on many, many projects with many recognized names. And to end on my accolades or my experience, I simply want to share with your audience that something that was near and dear to my heart was that the Napoleon Hill Foundation asked me to help them during the 75th anniversary of Think and Grow Rich. So these are pretty amazing accolades, and I'm confident that many people would be happy to just have one of them. And I truly believe that I've been blessed and privileged to have these experiences. But let me please preface that, I share these successes not to impress your listening audience, yet to impress upon them that I've got this unmatched experience in how to build profitable, predictable, and sustainable platforms in our industry, and I'm taking the time today to share this valuable insight with them, the listening audience.
That is so fantastic and so amazingly powerful and valuable. So with all these successes, what's motivating you today, TR?
What motivates me is, you and I both know we've been involved in the speaker, author, and coaching industry for many years, and there's a lot of good and there's a little bad. And what I mean by that is that there are some hardworking emerging speakers, authors, and coaches out there, and they may invest in programs or invest in coaches, and they might not get the results that they expect. And in a concise answer, that's what motivates me. But to elaborate upon that, you know, my why is because I've seen behind the scenes. And I look around this industry and I see good people who have amazing messages to share. And they've graduated from Experts Academy and speaker boot camps and all these other systems out there. Yet, the business side of the speaker, author, and coaching industry is burning those good people out, or worse yet, it's bankrupting them. And I refuse to let that happen. I often say from stage, not on my watch, not to people in my network, because I just don't want this happening to your listeners.
Yeah, well, it all sounds really familiar. It's what I hear.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you the countless conversations that I have with people that want to hire me today as a private coach, and yet they tell me stories about getting bamboozled into investing $6,000 a month for a PR company or a PR agency, and they didn't even finish their book yet. So there are people out there that are, for good or bad, I perceive them as preying on people that have a heart, that are truly authentic and congruent with their message. They want to get it out there, and they want to mentor people based on their life's lessons. But when they waste money or get taken advantage of, that causes, you know, money problems, marital problems, health problems, and it could even, you know, cause a rift between their children because they're out there, feet on the street, trying to make their speaker business work. You know, trying to sell books as an author or trying to get just one additional paying client as a coach, and it's just not happening for them. And what I want to do is I want to have a connection with your audience, and I want them to hear my conviction that I have for their success, but I also want them to hear the compassion in the tone of my voice. And so if your listeners stick around until the very end of this interview, you know, Vicki, if you allow me, you know, I'm going to share with your listeners exactly how to get some free training from me on how to get more clients, more promotional partners, and more speaking gigs. Is that okay at the very end of our conversation for me to extend that invitation, Vicki?
By all means, we definitely, it's such a generous offer that I want to avail everyone of being able to get to know you and being able to tap into the amazing wisdom that you have in this industry. So, yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for being so generous with the offer.
Of course, of course.
So tell me something. Have you always had this kind of success?
I wish. I don't think that anybody successful has consistently had success. I really, really don't. I believe that life is about peaks and valleys, and it's about lessons learned. You know, although I'm blessed with the success that you see and that the public sees right now, it truly wasn't this amazing for me always. Many years ago, the stress of owning my own business and managing employees and independent contractors, it gave me massive health problems. And what I'm talking about, Vicki, is that I developed severe panic and anxiety disorder that lasted 6 years, six long years of my life. And I'm not quite sure, and I don't think it's appropriate. I think it's probably a rhetorical question. But if you've ever experienced, you know, an anxiety attack or a panic attack, it's crippling. It's like a heart attack. and it feels like there's nothing, absolutely nothing that you can do to save yourself. And it took me a while after experiencing this pain that to learn that it was triggered by the stress in both my personal life as well as my business life, and the pressure that work gave me, it just compounded year after year. And I'm getting, choked up explaining this because I just started publicly sharing this. But the truth of the matter is, I live in Southern California and there's a lot of cars on the highway after work. And my palms would get sweaty if it got past 3 p.m. and I wasn't already on the road from my office driving home. And, I developed anxiety attacks from, going and flying from San Francisco, just from San Francisco to Southern California, and, being in a busy mall. It's just all of these things that I grew up not having, yet because of the stress of owning my own business caused me to have these panic and anxiety disorders, and it was a nightmare. And I can happily share with your audience right now that this nightmare period in my life's journey, I'm lucky to say that my wife stood by me every step of the way, and I love her deeply for this, because as I look back, I realize that your life's experiences can either define you or they can devour you, and I did something about it. I analyzed what was happening. I realized that I could not go another week, another month, another quarter with this panic and anxiety disorder, because it wasn't getting me anywhere and it wasn't getting my family anywhere. So as I said, I did something about it, because my wife deserved a husband and my daughter deserved a daddy that stood up and took some action, learned what the problem was, and took action to rectify that problem.
Wow, that's so amazing, because when you look at the life you have today and the accomplishments that you made, people would just have a hard time believing that you had that kind of panic disorder, just absolutely ruling your life. It's pretty incredible, actually. So what do you think, TR, people should really pay attention to today while we're chatting together? What are some of the really important things that they can glean from this?
Well, that's a great question. Thanks for asking, and thank you for keeping me on track, because at the end of the day, I need to remind myself, and you need to be reminded, and the audience needs to be reminded, that this call today isn't about me. It's about the audience. It's about you, the listeners. And I want to clarify with those listeners that I'm now using my experience, good and bad, of working with 6-, 7-, and 8-figure speakers, authors, and coaches. And I'm using that experience to serve emerging speakers, authors, and coaches. I'm taking what I've learned in the 6-, 7-, and 8-figure environments, and I'm filtering those proven principles and concepts to help these emerging speakers, authors, and coaches of any experience level. Now, Vicki, you and I both know that when you go to a mastermind and you haven't met someone yet, or you go to a seminar and you haven't met someone yet, they say, oh, hi, I see your name is Vicki. What do you do? And obviously, the people who are prepared have a one-sentence or a two-sentence elevator speech. And what I want to do is, if someone asked me what I did, and they were looking for a clear, concise answer, I'd share with them that I help speakers, authors, and coaches of any experience level with little to no marketing budget make big bucks and a big difference by getting more clients, more promotional partners, and more speaking gigs.
Wow. And that is really, in this day and age, what it's all about. And your formula for doing this is not only really incredibly productive and powerful, but it's like one of my favorite formulas there are around, just because it's so filled with such amazingly good intention. So, you've got a definition that you shared with me of speaking gigs, and it really piqued my interest. And would you share that a little bit with everyone today?
Absolutely. I do believe that a lot of times probably 95, 98% of the listening audience, if you said the word or the phrase speaking gigs, they would simply think of speaking from a stage. And I, based on my experience, based on what I see in the industry and the shift that's occurring in the industry, my definition of a speaking gig is any conversation that you can have with your ideal audience. Because at the end of the day, is the only way that you can have that conversation from a stage? No, of course not. I'm talking about speaking gigs being defined as stages, webinars, telesummits, TV interviews, podcasts, blog talk radio, magazines, and even being asked to be a guest expert or a guest blogger. So now that I've maybe reset or expanded the audience's viewpoint on speaking gigs, I have a question to ask each and every one of them. If you were given an opportunity to be a guest contributor to a magazine, an e-magazine, and that magazine only had 100 subscribers and it was issued and only 10 of those subscribers read your article, since this is your ideal audience, do you think that that would be worth it? Vicki?
Yes, I do.
And what you and I are attempting to convey today to the listening audience is that absolutely it would. Heck yeah, it would. Because that is a conversation that you're having with someone who needs you as their mentor, with someone who's prepared and will find the investment to enroll in your program or purchase your product. Because again, they're your ideal audience.
And you know what? Tier, that's what I love about you. It's not just a matter of numbers that so many people, you know, analyze and look at. For you, it's really a building of relationship from the heart. And where you're coming from, as I said, is just, it's almost somewhat of a rarity, and it's a really, really beautiful and powerful thing in this world and in this particular market. What have you learned? You've had so many fabulous mentors. What have you learned that you can share with us today?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is that I've learned a lot about the difference between high-value tasks and low-value tasks. You know, from many of today's legends and leaders, and they've mentored me personally, and I've been blessed to have that pointed out to me time and time again. So let me ask a question. Do you believe that your audience would like to hear some of this insight that I've got from behind these closed doors?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to hear it.
Well, it may shock you, and it may shock a lot of the listeners, but one thing that I've been talking about very frequently recently is that social media is a waste of time. And when I say that, a lot of people, it piques their ears because they're investing a lot of their time on social media as a form of marketing, you know, their speaker, author, or coaching business. And I propose to the listeners today that you bear with me and help me explain to you why I believe that social media is a waste of time. For example, Facebook. On Facebook is predominantly for personal use. And when it's predominantly for posting a picture of you at a nail salon or what you had for dinner or God knows how many motivational quotes out there, that's not conducive to getting rapid and repeatable results. So in my opinion, Facebook is predominantly personal use. Twitter, from my experience, is also predominantly personal use because it's a lot of lazy grammar. It's a lot of emoticons. It's a lot of selfies. And therefore, I put it in the category of personal use. There's not rapid and repeatable results for a speaking business or for, you know, an author or for a coaching business. And I'll throw YouTube into the mix too. You know, I recently did a search of the top 10 most popular YouTube videos, and 9 of them were all music videos from rapper, you know, Eminem and Carly Rae Jepsen, the Call Me Maybe girl. And there was one video that was a, you know, a satirical video, and it was of a little kid, and it's called Charlie Bit My Finger. But yet nowhere to be found in the top 10 videos are business training or motivational. So again, I'll put YouTube in the category of personal use. And don't even get me started about blogging, too, because the truth of the matter is Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and even blogging, they have not consistently shown rapid and repeatable results. And what I want to do is say, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, many of us are old enough to realize what that metaphor means. And what it means is that all social media isn't a waste of time. I'm going to encourage the people listening today to focus on LinkedIn. Yes, LinkedIn. You know, if your listeners get anything out of the time investment of listening to you and I today, Vicki, I beg them, as a friend, I really, really do, reconsider reallocating your social media time from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and even blogging, and moving it to using LinkedIn. So what I want to do is ask permission. Do I have your permission to ask your audience a very serious question?
Absolutely.
And this question goes for you too, Vicki.
All right.
If LinkedIn is the number one social media platform where people go to conduct business, why aren't you using it to get business?
Well, I can say we do a lot of social media, and until we talked here, we're waiting to implement some of the wisdom you've shared, but it's like it is one of our least attention paid to social media vehicles, and that's really sad. I hate to say it, but it's true.
And as a friend, right now in front of your listening audience, I want to, you know, urge you to reconsider. And the reason is because if all of those platforms, you know, some of them you get sucked in, you know, at 12 noon and before you know it, it's 1:30 p.m. And if they're not producing rapid and repeatable results and there are 275 million professionals on LinkedIn, I hope that we're at least providing food for thought for your listeners, because the revenue is in the relationships, and these are the same relationships that are going to help you get speaking gigs.
And you're speaking of speaking gigs from the standpoint of everything you referred to before. It's really referring to communication, the ability to be heard.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, using my definition of speaking gigs, that's an entry point. That's an entry point. It's an initial conversation with people who we could consider suspects. And the more that you keep the conversation going with them through webinars, telesummits, TV interviews, podcasts, you know, guest blogging, the more that you keep that conversation going, the more trust and credibility will be built up, and you will increase your conversion rate. You will shorten your sales cycle the more that you have conversations with your ideal audience.
Pierre, tell me, why do you think LinkedIn is so important for speakers, authors, and coaches? You know, I have a LinkedIn profile. We actually even have a LinkedIn group that has over 1,200 members in it. And if I visit once a week, it's a lot, and it's like maintenance orientation. It's not really using it as a tool. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, first, let me bring up an important point. The reason why you have the perception that it's maintenance and that it's just kind of a tool is because you have not heard the success stories that speakers, authors, and coaches are getting from using LinkedIn as a platform to build trust and credibility and ultimately, you know, get on stages and, you know, get prospects into their sales funnel and so on and so forth. And by the end of this conversation, I'll delve a little bit deeper to help expand your viewpoint on that. But for right now, to directly answer your question of why is LinkedIn important for speakers, authors, and coaches, it's because your listening audience, I'm going to guess, does not have a $1 million marketing budget, right? Do you think that anyone listening, including you and I, do we have $1 million marketing budgets for our speaker, author, and coaching business?
No.
I don't, and you've just said you're not, and there's probably people listening right now screaming into their phone, heck no, I don't, right? Because they're scraping by, because they're transitioning. They might have retired or, you know, heaven forbid, gotten let go from a previous profession, and now they truly want to live the life that they're supposed to live, and they become a messenger, an expert, you know, a speaker and an author. And that's exactly why I'm recommending that they use LinkedIn, because I care for them, because, you know, using LinkedIn is free. So your listening audience is about to learn some tactics and techniques on how to use LinkedIn for free to help them get more prospects, more promotional partners, and more speaking gigs. And the truth of the matter is, you and I can talk back and forth, Vicki, and until they hear success stories that they can relate to, I don't believe that people are going to give it the full attention that it deserves. So what I'd like to do is quickly transition into two of my personal success stories. And the first one is that with no additional effort on my part, other than putting up my LinkedIn profile the way that it's up there right now today, someone was in charge of getting speakers for her association actually found me through a Google search on my topic of expertise, and that led them to my LinkedIn profile. Now, hopefully that grabs someone's attention, because hopefully if I ask the question, would you like to be found on Google if someone typed in your topic of expertise? Hopefully, Vicki, all of your listeners say yes. So I'll share a little bit more about this success story in a minute. I just want to get out the second success story. Second one's pretty cool too. So again, at no additional effort on my part, other than having my LinkedIn profile completed the way that it is today, an agency in New York City found me by searching my keywords, my topic of expertise, in the LinkedIn search bar. And what they did is they reached out to me and they invited me to be a guest expert for my opinion in a major trade magazine. Like, we're talking Fortune magazine and Business Week. And they invited me to be an expert on my topic. So how cool is that?
That's awesome. Awesome.
So the question is, do you think that anyone listening right now would like to learn how to be found in the top spot when someone searches their topic or keyword on LinkedIn?
Yes. And I'll raise my hand.
Well, I've already committed to helping you. Thank you very much for investing in this relationship so we can help you out. Well, the truth of the matter is both of these situations could be happening to your listeners. They really, really could if they just took my recommendations and focused on my proven strategies on LinkedIn. And some of them may be saying, I don't have any additional time. And I want to be crystal clear with them today, Vicki. Some of these tactics, the tactics that get real rapid results, many times often take only 20 minutes a day.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
So I shared with your audience some stories that hopefully would capture their interest, pique their interest, intrigue them to pay attention to the very end of this call. Yet I want to transition and answer your question, why LinkedIn? And I want to utilize some recent results from a survey. Thousands and thousands of LinkedIn members were surveyed recently, and what they reported is that 87% of them trust LinkedIn as a source of information that affects their decision-making process. And we're talking about their decision-making process to buy your products or services. What I have to say is, if you're not here, guess whose products and services the 275 million members will be buying? Yeah, you guessed it, your competitions. Here's the situation. Hopefully, we've piqued their interest with my success story. We've piqued their interest letting them know that 87% of people trust LinkedIn as a source that helps them choose products and services. Yet, and I preface yet, there's probably some of your listeners today that are still screaming out at their phone, ah, TR, my business is different, or my target market is different. My target market isn't on LinkedIn, so why should I be? And forgive me. Forgive me for being really, really bold. Yet, I believe that these people are dead wrong. The truth of the matter is that LinkedIn has amazing statistics. Over 275 million members are on LinkedIn as a time of this call. One in every 27 people in the world is on LinkedIn. And you mean to tell me that your ideal audience isn't here? Come on. You're just telling yourself a story. Here's an important fact. There's actually over 2 million groups in LinkedIn. And we're talking about industry-specific, niche-specific, topic-specific, anything specific, diverse groups for your audience to join and find their ideal clients and perfect promotional partners. And don't forget about finding speaking gigs too. However, I caution your listeners, don't be a predator. LinkedIn has its own etiquette that's much different from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube that takes some time to learn and it takes some time to adjust to. So if you don't follow this etiquette, your first impression with many key people who want to do business with you might actually be reputation damaging beyond repair.
So why are these stats relevant to us? It's just a bunch of numbers, and we're really looking for results. So share a little bit about that.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is just a bunch of numbers. And I could rattle off statistics until I'm absolutely blue in the face. Yet, I'm just going to put your listeners to sleep. And we don't want to do that. So why don't I take this time to explain why these statistics are absolutely relevant to them. First point. The average income of a LinkedIn user is $86,000 per year. And that's people who earn a good living who have expendable income to pay for a speaker, author, or coach's products or services. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Point number two, members are having approximately 200 conversations per minute in those LinkedIn groups that we spoke of earlier. And these conversations could be inquiring about a topic of expertise that your listening audience knows about. You, people listening to my voice right now, you could be serving them. They could be your prospects. They could be your clients. They could be in your mastermind. Yet, where are you today? They're not finding you. And third, LinkedIn members conduct at least 7,610 searches per minute, Vicky, per minute. I'm talking about searches for products, searches for services, searches for titles, searches for your topic of expertise per minute, my friends.
Wow.
So in conclusion, people are conducting business on LinkedIn every hour of every day. Speakers, authors, and coaches, me, you, my clients, my colleagues are getting insane results. Truth of the matter is that we are using LinkedIn to fill our marketing funnels, to fill our workshops, to grow our email list, to get more speaking gigs, to sell more books, and even to build trust, credibility, and expert authority in the marketplace.
Well, needless to say, you've got my attention, TR. There's no question about it. You know, I really feel like I'm missing out on something and my team is missing out on something. Like I said earlier, I have a profile like many of us do, but I just don't go in and visit LinkedIn from the standpoint of using it to any type of potential. Never mind maximum potential. So can you elaborate a little bit on some of the major mistakes that speakers and coaches and authors are making on LinkedIn?
Absolutely. This is actually one of my talking points when I'm introduced to people and when I only have 5 or 10 minutes. How about this? In the limited amount of time that we have today, I'm prepared to share with your audience the number one most critical mistake speakers, authors, and coaches make when using LinkedIn and how to avoid it.
Oh, yes. Let's hear that.
I figured it'd catch someone's attention. And then with your permission, I'll like to share with your audience how they can get that free training series that I offered that will help them learn how to use LinkedIn to get more prospects, more promotional partners, and of course, more speaking gigs. So you already said that you're good with that. So what I want to do is pose a question to both you and everybody listening. Did you know that your LinkedIn profile shows up on the front page of Google when someone Googles your name, many times in the top three spots. Did you know that, Vicki?
You know what? I've noticed that, and I still have been ignoring LinkedIn. That's terrible.
You know that right before our call, I did Google your name, and you certainly, your LinkedIn profile shows up on the front page, and it's in slot number 4.
Wow.
So let's think about this. Who would be Googling your name? Who would be Googling your listener's name? And I happen to know for a fact that the list of people Googling your name is extensive. We're talking about people looking to purchase your products, people looking to attend one of your workshops or seminars, people looking to hire you as their coach undoubtedly are Googling your name because they want to have outside testimonials as to whether or not you're an appropriate person to move forward with. The list goes on. People looking to partner with you as their JV or joint venture partner. People looking to hire you to speak at their association, their chamber of commerce, their sales department. People looking to have you on their podcast. People looking to invite you as their guest blogger. People looking to have you on their telesummit. You get the picture?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I apologize and I ask for forgiveness and simply pointing out that there's like, there's 8 different categories of people that I know for a fact are Googling your name when they're looking at doing business with you. So please allow me to ask you this question right now. If people are Googling you and they're finding you most likely in the top 3 spots and they click on your LinkedIn profile, what are people seeing today when they go to your LinkedIn profile?
Oh, my goodness, it is so outdated. Even the bio on it's outdated. It doesn't contain half of what we're doing today that we weren't doing 2 or 3 years ago.
And that's what I find very, very frequently, Vicki. I find that people have not only outdated profiles, but outdated photos. And they've got their LinkedIn profile looking like a resume as opposed to looking like an appropriate platform that is engaging and captivating someone who lands on your LinkedIn profile. Now, some of the listeners might be saying, this isn't important. It's just my LinkedIn profile. And I encourage them to think again. I've surveyed people who hire outside speakers for organizations, and they tell me that they always look at their LinkedIn profiles first because it shows them what other people are saying about that person. Because they trust peer-to-peer recommendations these days more than any claims that someone has on their fancy website. So let me pose this point. If your profile has less than 500 connections, it actually shows the viewer that you're not influential. If your profile is boring and looks like a resume, it actually shows the viewer that you're not interesting. And who wants to do business with a person who lacks influence and is underwhelming? You get the picture? It doesn't have to be this way because I'm here for you, Vicki, and I'm here for your listeners, always here to help.
Oh, you know, I never knew this and never really thought about it as clearly as you made it today. So to clarify, people might not be getting hired by clients or for speaking gigs because of what someone sees on their LinkedIn page, what they're seeing on my LinkedIn page.
Absolutely. Yes, 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 Vicki. That's exactly what I'm saying. However, success using LinkedIn isn't just about pimping your profile to make it look credible. It's about using proven tactics that I've mastered over the last 5 years to create visibility with the right people who will either hire you, promote you, or refer to you. And again, it's not about just the pictures or changing your profile to make sure that it's updated with words. It's about using ninja-like tactics that I'm prepared to share with your audience to identify and attract their ideal audience as well as perfect promotional partners. So to clarify, if you know who your ideal audience is, I can show you where to find them on LinkedIn and how to get them to buy your products and services using techniques on LinkedIn. Yep, LinkedIn.
My gosh. Well, TR, I know that I'm going to be reallocating some of my time to use LinkedIn and really build my community and tend to the community that's there, because I've been so remiss. There may be some people still listening, though, that want more information and want to know what you know, so they don't waste their time. I'm one of those people. So you were kind enough to discuss a free training series that you were so generous to offer. And I was wondering if you could share what that's all about with us.
Of course, of course. You know, as I mentioned in the beginning of this call, I'm here to serve you by serving your audience. And I realize that there isn't enough time today to go into more detail about some of the proven tips and tricks that I want to share. I really, really want to share them. I also realize that many people will fulfill my kind request to please reconsider using LinkedIn because it gets results. You know, each and every week, I personally can't believe all the LinkedIn success stories that I hear about from ordinary people. Let me list off three of them. I grew my email list by 3,000 people in a matter of 3 days. Here's another one. Filling my workshops using your rapid tactics on LinkedIn is a breeze. And here's the third one. I get higher quality clients from LinkedIn, plain and simple. And you know what? Higher quality clients don't waste your time by asking for refunds. They don't turn into pain in the ass clients who waste your time on group coaching calls with irrelevant questions and irrelevant chatter. They buy your entry-level program first. Then they upgrade into your intermediate-level program, and then many of them even enroll into your annual mastermind, which makes you more money. So here's what I want to do. Everybody listening, please grab a pen and paper to write this down now. Go ahead. I'll give a couple seconds. Grab your pen and paper and write this down now. Write this website address down right now on your paper. www.bit.ly/VickyLikesLinkedIn. I'll read it off again. For those of you out there that know, it's called a short code, and Bitly is a short code service provider, so we've made it very, very memorable and easy for your listeners. I'll repeat it again. www.bit.ly/VickyLinkedIn. So again, it's a bit.ly short code /VickyLikesLinkedIn. And when you take action and go to that site right now, you'll be gifted, completely gifted, a free training series that will help you understand how to use LinkedIn more efficiently, more effectively, immediately. When you go to that website, I'm going to dig deeper on the topic of the number one mistake most speakers, authors, and coaches make on LinkedIn and how to avoid it. And I'll go above and beyond just that topic. I'm prepared to share with you how to sell more products and services from stage or your webinars using my top secret LinkedIn strategies. How does that sound, Vicki?
That sounds fabulous. So generous.
And I'm not done. The second thing that is included in this free training series is I'm going to share with your listeners, your community, your readers, the quickest, easiest way to turn their LinkedIn audience into paying clients. How's that sound?
That is fabulous. Really fabulous.
So just to kind of wrap it up, I'm reiterating it. I'm rereading it so people have an opportunity to write it down. www.bit.ly/VickyLikesLinkedIn. likes LinkedIn.
Oh, my gosh. TR, thank you so much. And you are even more generous than I even dreamed you would be. And you're always so generous with everything you know and all the things you do to really enhance people's ability to make a contribution in this world. So thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for not just sharing the information, but also sharing these wonderful tools for people to take and move forward with this great, great tool that we have that's free out there, LinkedIn. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And if I may interject very, very quickly, I want your listening audience to realize why I'm doing this. Go back to the very beginning of the conversation when Vicki asked me what motivates me, what compels me today to wake up every morning and spend time away from my beautiful wife and away from my amazing daughter. And if you'll remember, I shared with each and every one of you that I refuse to let the business side of this business burn good people out or bankrupt them. So I am on a mission right now educating emerging speakers, authors, and coaches of any experience level that have little to no marketing budget. I am sharing with them, please reconsider reallocating your time on LinkedIn. Please use the appropriate proven tactics and techniques that I know that I'm prepared to share, and you will get more prospects. You will get more promotional partners. You will get more speaking gigs. Because you know what? For many of you, you may not realize that this call, it's not about me. It's not about Vicki. We said it was about you, but it might be not about you. It might actually be about your loved ones. It might be about your friends, your family, your spouse, your partner, your children, your baby. Think of why you chose to be a speaker, author, or coach in the first place. I can help you achieve that dream a lot quicker. Again, just to recap, I want you to hear my conviction because I want you to succeed as much as you want you to succeed. And I want you to hear my compassion. I had severe panic and anxiety disorder for 6 years. It crippled me, and I wasn't able to get my gift out to the marketplace. Now, you may not have panic or an anxiety disorder, but the compounding stress of trying to make your speaker, author, and coaching business work for you and for your family, it might show up in different ways, and I don't want that happening to you. Please accept my invitation and allow me to serve you so that you can serve your local community, your local niche, or your local industry through the gifts that your life has given you.
Pierre, thank you so much. This is just so beautiful, and even more than beautiful, it's so powerful. So thank you so much for being here and sharing so generously in every way as you always do.
You're quite welcome, Vicki. You deserve it, and your community deserves it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And for anyone who would like to learn more about what we do at Expert Insights, you can find us at getei.com. You'll find out more about our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global communities, and broadcasts, where we have fabulous, fabulous people that join us like TR Garland. So thanks again, TR, and everyone out there. Have an absolutely wonderful week.